following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Squires pulls down the rebound, finds Matt Bork, strike. The Hoosman squared up, takes the long three and throws it in. A lot of deep threes. Connor Stride has three of the five made three-pointers by Kearney Catholic, and they regain the lead.
Tonight, it's semifinal action of the boys' C19 sub-district tournament in Grand Island. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Full court pressure this time. Gibbon breaks it. Into the front court, it is Dorzinski. He's in there with New Year off to Schuster. Milks with it against the man-to-man up to Dorzinski. A couple of dribbles, wants to get it back to Milks, and he does. They lob it into Reinertsen. Reinertsen in the lane, pulls up and hits it.
Game 1 features the top-seeded Kearney Catholic Stars battling conference foe St. Paul. Game 2 features last year's state semifinalist Minden taking on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Tonight's winners will meet in Thursday's final here on Classic Hits. It's the C19 Boys Sub-District Tournament coming up next. But first, in the new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gymnasium here in Grand Island. It is time for the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready to bring you the boys' C19 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns at Northwest High School, for tonight's doubleheader. Up first, the Kearney Catholic Stars taking on the St. Paul Wildcats. St. Paul, after a 1-7 start to the season, 9-4 in their last 13 games, and they are playing better basketball down in Centura a couple of times during that stretch, including last night in the sub-district opening round game. For Kearney Catholic, they have fallen on hard times for the first time this year. After starting 21-0, they have dropped back-to-back games to Grand Island Northwest at the Heartland Hoops Classic. After being down 23-5, they cut it to 2 but could never take the lead. And then Adams Central beat them in their own gymnasium on Friday night, 47-41, in a very physical ball game that had plenty of side stories to it as well. But both times those two teams played, they were close. Conference tournament final, of course, won at the buzzer, and this time Adams Central got the better of Kearney Catholic. So can they turn it around? Can they find a little bit more offense? Held in the 40s the last two times they have been on the floor, and the Stars' offense has kind of went downhill point-wise here over the last few ball games, and tonight they look to advance on. They're in a very good spot. They're number 2 in the wild card standings and look to be in the state tournament should they not be able to win their next 3 games, although they will be favored in all of those. Minden and Gibbon will play our next contest, and that is scheduled for a 7:30 start tonight. We will take a look at the starting lineups in just a moment. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats!
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game between the visitors, St. Paul. They are the number 4 seed. They come in with a record of 10-11, but as we said, they are 9-4 in their last 13 games. The number 1 seed is Kearney Catholic, 21-2 on the season, ranked 3rd in the state and 6th in the state in the Omaha and Lincoln papers. The national anthem is going on. We'll take a break and be back with the starters after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For St. Paul, number 5 is a 5'9" senior, Alex Kostler. Number 10, a 5'10" senior, Nolan Detlefs. Number 14, 6' senior, Zach Rasmussen. Number 20, 5'9" junior, Josh Harrahill. And number 25, a 6'1" senior, Caleb Gebhardt. The head coach of the Wildcats is Drew Billiter, assisted by Travis Brulliette and Alex Egger. 10-11 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 1 is a 5'9" junior, Matt Moore. Number 10, 5'10" senior, Ryan Hoosman. Number 20, 5'9" senior, Connor Strike. Number 24, 6'2" senior, David Squires. And number 30, 6'1" senior, Alex Leese. The head coach at Kearney Catholic is Don Leese, assisted by Scott Carlin, A.J. Land, and Justin Moore and Matt Johnson. The Stars are 21-2 on the season, ranked 3rd and 6th in the state of Nebraska. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off right after this timeout.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. St. Paul in the traveling dark blue with gold and white trim, the home white and green trim for the Kearney Catholic Stars, who average 60 points on the offense, give up just 41.5 on the defense. In the previous meeting this year between these two teams, they have played twice. In the regular season at St. Paul, Kearney Catholic won 61-40. And in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament, Kearney Catholic won 67-49. Alex Leese will jump center for the Stars, and jumping center for St. Paul will be Caleb Gebhardt. The ball is in the air. Coyle, Rosno, Grable are officials, and the opening tap will be controlled here by St. Paul. Stars come out in a man-to-man, and Gebhardt passes up the 3 on the left wing. Looks for the back cut, well covered by the Stars. Gebhardt then needs to get rid of the basketball and finally does to Rasmussen. As they reverse it right side, now Gebhardt spots up for 3 and hits it over Squires. Caleb Gebhardt knocks down the 3-pointer to give St. Paul the early lead here on their first possession. As Matt Moore will bring the ball across the timeline, St. Paul also man-to-man. Off the pick, Leese up top to Squires. Guarded up there in this man-to-man by Nolan Detlefs. Into the paint, Hoosman kicks it out of the wing. Squires tries to answer for 3, but it's no good. Offensive rebound, Brian Hoosman. They'll get a second chance. Overload on the right side, Matt Moore comes with a left-hand dribble to the left elbow, then backs it back out here. He's guarded by Alex Kostler. Off the pick, Hoosman. Hoosman drops step into the lane, skips, lays it up, and scores. So Kearney Catholic took a couple of shots on their first possession, but they also score. And after the first minute, St. Paul leads it 3-2. Stars put a little pressure on. St. Paul handles it, though, and Harrahill across the timeline, all the way to the left-hand corner. Gets it to Detlefs, who quickly goes up top to Gebhardt. Gebhardt swings it right side, long three, Harahill. It's way off the mark that time. Rebound slapped around and grabbed and scored by St. Paul's Nolan Detlefs. And at the other end, we've got a whistle and a foul as Kearney Catholic takes it in quickly. The foul on St. Paul will go against Zach Rasmussen. And it's the first foul of the ball game as Squires will go to the line and shoot two. First free throw by Squires is on the way and right through there. And the second free throw now for David Squires. Kearney Catholic has a lot of guys that average right around 9 points a ball game. Second free throw, Squires off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Gebhardt. And up the floor comes St. Paul with an early 5-3 lead here over Kearney Catholic. Ball on the left wing, two Detlefs. Pushed out there by Hoosman, takes a left-hand dribble, now crosses over to the right side. High post working on Squires, dishes it right wing, looking for some room as Kostler, nowhere to go. Hands it off to Harahill, tries a bounce pass down to the baseline, and it goes right by Rasmussen and out of bounds. That'll be the first turnover of the game. 6:13 to go, first quarter. St. Paul leads it by a score of 5-3. Matt Moore will walk the ball up the floor against the St. Paul defense. At the midcourt stripe, he's met by Gebhardt. They try to trap him. Kearney Catholic throws over the top of it, but they're still 22 feet away with Alex Lees. Out to Moore. Into the corner, Squires. He's there for the three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Wildcats, and Kostler tries to go coast to coast. He does. He puts up the scoop shot, and no good. He had to reach for it a little bit, missed it. Squires got the rebound, and then Kostler reached in and slapped him on the arm. And his call for his first foul. Don't forget, all of our sports action is also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can hear it live. You can hear the podcast right after the game. There's photos of the game usually by the next morning for you as the 18-footer is up and in here by Alex Lees. And that will tie the ball game at 5 with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Got some great photos from the state wrestling tournament this past weekend, so check that out. Congratulations to all the medalists. Chris Swoboda from St. Paul and, of course, all four Kearney Catholic wrestlers as St. Paul gets it down low 2-on-1. But Detlefs missed the bunny, and it's slapped out of bounds by the Cats. And it will belong to Kearney Catholic. Blake Holtmeyer now checks in for the Stars, and Quinn Bruliet will come in for St. Paul. 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. Not enough at 5 apiece. Moore will bring the ball off the floor here for the Stars. With Lees going down the left wing, off a couple of picks, here comes Holtmeyer. Nothing there, so they'll go right elbow to Hoosman. Hoosman looking for the cutter, finds the cutter. It's Holtmeyer, falls down, kicks it out to Squires, fakes the three, kicks it up to Lees. Straight away, three for Alex, it's no good. Kearney Catholic gets the offensive rebound. Squires, tough putback, no good. Got his own rebound again, kicks it out to Hoosman. Lobs it into the left-hand corner to Lees, and he gets out of there with it. Back up top to Hoosman. Skips it over to Holtmeyer. Passes up on the three to Matt Moore. Wide open, and he walked with the basketball. Matt was going to shoot the three, then he saw that there was nobody between him and the bucket from the three-point line and got a little excited, took off too quick. And he'll check out, and coming in will be Derek Jackson for St. Paul. They're going to bring Casa right back into the ball game, and he'll get it into Gebhardt. Kearney Catholic trying to turn up the defensive pressure here, but St. Paul has been up to the task in the first 3.5 minutes. It's 5-5. Gebhardt, ball screen right side, now takes it to the top of the key for three. Just got off the front of the rim, no good, goes out of bounds. And it was going to bounce off the arm of a Kearney Catholic star, they say. And it will stay with the St. Paul Wildcats. St. Paul deep in the corner, not on the baseline, but in the corner. Inbounds pass is knocked away by Lees, but picked up by Detlefs, and then thrown away by St. Paul. So St. Paul got two breaks on the play and couldn't take advantage of either one. And Coach Builder is going to bring Zach Rasmussen back in the ball game. So early six-man rotation here for the Wildcats. 4:22 to go, first quarter. It's 5-5 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com as Derek Jackson will bring the ball up the floor. Stars not in a real hurry offensively when they're not in transition. Holtmeyer, one dribble over to Squires. Squires guarded 25 feet away from the hoop. They give it to Jackson. Jackson to the left elbow. Back up Hoosman. They spread the floor for him a little bit. And as Hoosman drives, we're going to have a blocking foul called on St. Paul. Foul will be called on Caleb Gebhardt. His first, third foul on St. Paul. And checking in for the Stars will be Connor Streit and Isaac Richter, the 6'6 senior, who will be the tallest player by far on either roster. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. And Connor Streit to throw it in as the Stars box the lane. Get it to Richter in the right-hand corner. Looking to set a screen up for Connor Streit, but a good job by St. Paul to switch, then trying to get it in to Richter. It's going to be stolen away. Gebhardt played it perfectly. Second Kearney Catholic turnover. Now Gebhardt has a free move to the lane. He'll put it up and in, but they're going to wave it off for a charge and say no bucket. And Coach Drew Billiter wants an explanation. And, of course, he's getting an explanation from the official that didn't make the call, so you can never get what you want to hear. And checking into the ball game now will be Nolan Detlefs. And they called a charge, but nobody told the table who the foul was on. And it's going to be on Gebhardt, I believe, because he had the open lane. Caleb Gebhardt with his second foul. That's why he comes out with 3:45 to go here in the first quarter, but nobody scored in about 2 minutes now. It's still 5-5, trying to go backside. Who's for the ball? Knocked away by Zach Rasmussen, and the steal made by St. Paul. But it's still 5-5 here. Ball faked by Brouillette. Drives left side of the lane. Gives it off. Detlefs takes a circus shot, but the scoop shot is up and in. Second bucket for Nolan Detlefs, and St. Paul will regain the lead. St. Paul gave Kearney Catholic a battle the first time they played in the opening quarter, but the second time not so much here. The season on the line, they're playing with that sense of urgency as Connor Streit fakes the three, dribbles into the pressure, back out to Jackson, knocked out of his hands, but right to Richter, who shoots the three. It's over everything. Holtmeyer gets the rebound, and he'll be fouled. Blake Holtmeyer has really blossomed as this season has progressed, and he's comfortable as that sixth man, so Coach Lees keeps bringing him off the bench, but he has even led the team in scoring earlier this year, and he has really been hitting the boards, and he will go to the line. The foul on Detlefs is his first. Five fouls here in the early going for St. Paul, none on Kearney Catholic, but the problem for Blake Holtmeyer is he is not a very good free throw shooter, and I think it started to get into his head a little bit as that one clanks off the front of the rim, no good. Blake only a 42% free throw shooter on the season. And he had a lot of trouble at the Heartland Events Center in an otherwise good game for him. Second free throw now for Holtmeyer. Trying a little different routine. And that one just barely got to the front of the rim. The rebound brought down by Quinn Brouillette. Up the floor they come. Fast break. Detlefs attacks in the middle. Scoop shot. Foul called. And I think it's on Holtmeyer. Still a little frustrated over the two free throws. And for Blake, that'll be the first foul of the game on Kearney Catholic. And two shots coming up here for Nolan Detlefs, who has four of the seven Wildcat points. Free throw up. And it rattles around off the glass and then back in for Detlefs. And just like the free throw shooting may get into the head of Blake Holtmeyer, Stars have not been very good offensively here lately. And when the threes aren't falling, they are struggling, and teams are figuring out who to isolate on that. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Detlefs hits them both, and it's a four-point lead here for St. Paul, 9-5, 2:50 to go here. In the first quarter, Kearney Catholics went 2.5 minutes without a point, and that is not like they played early on in the year. As Leach drives, kicks it out, Jackson, 4-3, no good, rebound pulled down by Kearney Catholic, but called over the back. And it's going to be David Squires with his first foul. Kearney Catholic 0-5 from beyond the arc here to start the game. And back in will be Brian Hoosman. And checking out will be Blake Holtmeyer. Second game tonight, Minden Gibbon. That should be an interesting one as well. Gibbon, a great ball club. And Minden, you never know which team's going to show up. They have beaten teams they probably shouldn't have, and they've lost to a couple that they probably shouldn't have either. And with the basketball driving in, scoop shot falls in for Caleb Gebhardt. A lot of body contact there with Squires. St. Paul wanted the foul, but they'll take the bucket at the other end. Going up for the jump shot, Brian Hoosman unguarded, and it flat out flies out of his hands and out of bounds. And the vibe of the mojo for Kearney Catholic just is not good right now, and St. Paul starting to feed off that, leading it 11-5. They'll break the press, and then the lob pass deflected, but Gebhardt has it out of the wing, faking the three, Harrah Hill. starts to drive and is cut off there by Leeson Moore. Skip pass over to the right side of the key to Zach Rasmussen. Rasmussen dribbling in place, trying to lose Hoosman. Can't. Gets it to Gebhardt. Gebhardt casts the three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound fought for. Hoosman trying to save it in and does. He finds Matt Moore. Moore up to Leese. Leese pushes it up the right side, leaves it for Squires. Back up top, Jackson to the free throw line, drives and got fouled from behind by Zach Rasmussen, his second. And going to the line to shoot two will be Derek Jackson. 11-5 St. Paul, 1:43 to go here in the first quarter. And at the line will be Derek Jackson. Kearney Catholic, 1 of 4 here in the first quarter from the charity stripe. And the free throw is on the way and good. First point for Kearney Catholic in 3.5 minutes. And it comes from Derek Jackson, the junior, to cut it to 5, 11-6. Second free throw by another one of the left-handers for the Stars on the way, and it's good. So Jackson hits them both, 11-7 St. Paul. Kearney Catholic can put on a little pressure in the backcourt with Moore and Hoosman. With it is Quinn Brouillette, and a timeout going to be called here by St. Paul. Everything's going the Cats' way, but they call a 30-second timeout. 1:37 to go in the first quarter, St. Paul 11, Kearney Catholic 7. This is the C19 Boys Subdistrict Tournament on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza is available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. We have 1:33 now to go in the first quarter, 11-7 as St. Paul trouble out of the timeout with the pressure, and they are going to throw it away again, not knowing the over and back rule. They forced the pass and then thought, oh no, I'm going to be over and back, and just flicked it over their head out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will get it. I can't believe how many times we've seen that here in the last month. Not in December, but in the last month, boys and girls worried about the over and back call. With it is Matt Moore on the left wing with it. Crossover falls down. Ball stolen away. Fifth Kearney Catholic turnover. St. Paul pushes it up the floor. Into the left-hand corner, Harrahill. 4-3. It's good. Josh Harrahill hits the second three-pointer of the quarter. And it's a 7-point St. Paul lead. 14-7, as Hoosman gets it inside, posting up a little jump hook. Jackson hits it. Derek Jackson with the last 4 points here for the Stars. 14-9, St. Paul by 5. With it is Harrahill. Swings it to the right side to Deathlefs. Just playing catch back and forth and a bounce pass across to Brouillette to break the press. Quinn with it between the circles. 33 seconds to go. Lob it to the right-hand corner to Alex Kossler. In on the bench with a couple of early fouls is Caleb Gebhardt. St. Paul appears that they'd like to play for the last shot with 22 seconds, but instead they'll shoot the three, and it is no good. The ball is bounced out there to Gebhardt, who checks back in with those two fouls. Underneath the drive, the shot's no good. Rebound Hoosman, outlet pass Moore. He goes in for the layup and scores. Matt Moore with the layup here, still 6 seconds. St. Paul midcourt, Brouillette into the right-hand corner. Back out Brouillette, 25-footer at the horn, is off the front of the rim, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play here at Rosencrantz Gym in the C19 Boys Subdistrict Semifinal. It's fourth seed St. Paul leading the top seed Kearney Catholic, 14-11. We'll be right back.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brown's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brim's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Don't forget, there's also basketball tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. We've got it on the Breeze 94.5 FM with the C1 Subdistrict in Aurora. Adams Central playing Central City at 6:30. And then Sandy Creek and Granada Central Catholic. Also, Donovan Trumbull Superior, Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hill just getting underway on 12:30 KHAS. All those games also available on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the second quarter. And 10 seconds in, they travel 28 feet away from the hoop. 6 turnovers for Kearney Catholic, 3 for St. Paul. Rebounds 7-5 in favor of the Stars. 3-point shooting, St. Paul 2 of 6. Kearney Catholic 0 of 5. St. Paul breaks the press, pulls up for a 3 in transition. It's in and out there for Zach Rasmussen. Rebound brought down by Lease. Baseball pass to the other end. Gets away. Nice save to Matt Moore, who went in, missed the layup, but an offensive put back by Blake Holtmeyer. So the pace starting to pick up in Kearney Catholic's favor. And on the inbound, we're going to get a foul called here on the Stars. It's going to be on Blake Holtmeyer. He has 2 of the Stars' 3 fouls. And he is going to check out. But Kearney Catholic has scored 6 in a row to cut it to 1. 14-13. Squires back in. So the original 5 starters are out there for both ball clubs here in the first 30 seconds of the second quarter. Full court pressure, the Stars trying to turn it up here. St. Paul, they have to handle that pressure. Lazy pass tipped away and stolen. Here comes Strike to Moore. Moore, 1-on-3, kicks it to the trailer. Lease, one-hand jumper from 7 is good. And Kearney Catholic has won on an 8-0 run to take a 15-14 lead. 1 minute into quarter number 2. St. Paul breaks the press. Gebhardt corner, baseline jumper up and in for Nolan Detlefs. He has 8 of the 16 points here for St. Paul. Good start for the senior for the Cats. Three-pointer stops, right corner, no good. Connor Strite, offensive rebound, Squires, drives, scores, and the whistle will give him a foul and a three-point play opportunity. 4 rebounds right now for David Squires, and St. Paul has to find a way to get this pace back in their favor. The way they do that is forcing Kearney Catholic into missed shots, because then they can't slap the pressure on, and St. Paul has a better job of getting the ball up the floor. Harrahill with the foul, his first. Squires with the free throw, it's good. He's got 4 points now, and Kearney Catholic has taken the lead at 18-16. 6:45 to go here in the first half. At halftime, we'll talk about the snow situation, when this final will be played, and all the other things, as Gebhardt fakes the pass and hits the 7-foot jumper. So it's all Gebhardt and Detlefs right now. They have 15 of the 18 points. Harrahill has a 3. St. Paul trying to pressure Kearney Catholic, beat him at their own game. Up top, Squires. Jump pass, left-hand wing. Three-pointer, Lease. It's no good, but they're going to call a foul. And 3 free throws coming up for Alex Lease. Alex will make his first trip to the line. He has 4 points and a rebound. And the foul will be called on Alex Kossler. So he has 2, Rasmussen has 2, Gebhardt has 2, and we still have 6:21 to go here in the second quarter of play. Alex Lease now to shoot 3 free throws. And the first one is up and good. That makes it 19-18. Players trying to sub in, but it is a 3 free throw instead of a 2 free throw. And so they will wait until the second free throw, which delays the game even more. This is supposed to be one of those rules that helped speed up the game, but very rarely do you get 3 free throws, so after that first one, you're ready to sprint in there. Second free throw for Lease. It's good. Now everyone can come into the ball game. Richter and Jackson for Kearney Catholic and Bruliette for St. Paul. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. C19 Subdistrict at Northwest High School. Third free throw, Alex Lease, good. He hit them all. He's got 5 1/4 already, 7 of the game. The Stars now lead it 21-18. They are on a 14-4 run after being down 7 early on. St. Paul breaks the press. Left wing, they'll go to Rasmussen. A couple of dribbles, gets rid of it back up top to Bruliette. Underneath, wide open is Gebhardt because the Stars have extended their defense so far outside the arc. but they can't get the ball to him. Brulliet back in the wing. Rasmussen fires the three. Won't go that time. Rebound tapped around. It's going to go off of Carney Catholic. Arahill was the one that saved it. He couldn't grab it, but he did slap it off one of the stars. And St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Gebhardt to throw it in. Caleb, 6'1 senior, lobs it all the way out top to Brulliet. Back in the corner. It is Deathless. Can't get the three away against the Stars. Match up. Trying to trap up top, and they're all the way out at midcourt now. Lob over the top. Now Gebhardt in the paint. Drives backdoor bounce pass. Deathless is there. Block shot from behind by Alex Lease. And the ball picked up by the Stars. Baseball pass to the other end is knocked out of bounds by Quinn Brulliet, and Kearney Catholic will take it out in the front court. 21-18, Kearney Catholic, 5.5 to go here in the first half. Connor Strite with the top of the circle. They open the lane. He dribbles to the right side of the key. Pick and roll with Richter, but his bounce pass knocked away by Harahill. The steal is made. Beautiful switch by Josh Harahill, and he saves the ball in. Across the timeline, they'll get it to Gebhardt. And a reach-in foul on Alex Lease, trying to knock the ball away. And for Lease, that'll be his first personal foul, fourth team foul on Kearney Catholic. And Alex Kossler will re-enter the game here for St. Paul. Matt Moore now is going to check in for Kearney Catholic. At the half, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at some of the other games going on around the area, preview the Gibbon-Minden game, which is next at 7:30, and, of course, look at the first half stats. St. Paul trailing now 21-18. Playing around the arc, continuing to look at threes. That time they go inside. Gebhardt grabs it, can't get a shot, kicks it out. Brulliet for three. No good. They've missed their last four. Offensive rebound and a reverse layup up and in by Alex Kossler. Kossler with his nose in the right place and then hit a good reverse layup. 21-20 Stars. They open it up for more. Drive, shot block, but a foul called. And Nolan Deathlefs can't believe the call, but it's not on him. That's the problem. Deathlefs blocked the shot, but the foul was not on him. It was on Josh Harahill, who came from the backside, and now four different players have two fouls for St. Paul. Kossler, Rasmussen, Harahill, and Gebhardt at the line to shoot two. Matt Moore, first free throw, up and in. Kearney Catholic has now, after this free throw, attempted 12 free throws, and St. Paul has attempted two, but St. Paul's game is most generally not going to be inside against the Stars, against that extended zone. Second free throw now for Matt Moore. It's on the way, and it's good. 4 points now for Moore. Kearney Catholic's last 6 points have been from the free throw line, and they lead it 23-20 with 4:40 to go here in the first half of play. St. Paul works left side. That's Deathlefs. Nolan looks for the cutter. Nothing there. Up top to Kossler. Swings it back left side. Gebhardt outside the arc. Squires on him. Caleb holds the ball. Now dribbles right back to his left. Looks for the pick and roll, but nobody rolls. St. Paul needs some help. Gebhardt skips it to the right side. Harahill gets rid of it to Kossler. Drives right back to Josh. 4-3. Got it. And we're tied. Josh Harahill with his second three. And St. Paul wants to burn a timeout after the made bucket. 4:08 to go here in the first quarter of play, or first half of play. It's 23-all, Kearney Catholic in St. Paul.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Back here at Rosencrantz Gym, as always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rocky Allman and the crew here at Northwest. We were here for the girls last week, the boys this week. And depending on how things come out, we could be playing basketball any time in the next four nights here. So we'll see how that plays. Right now it's 23-all St. Paul, giving Kearney Catholic plenty of fits here. because they were up 7, then they were down by 3, and now we're all tied up after the three-pointer from Josh Herrahill, his second. Kearney Catholic basketball. Get it out of the low post. Fires. Jump stop. He'll put it up on the leading. Too strong. Goes over the rim of the rebound. Brought down by Gebhardt. That's his third. They clear it out for him. He's going one-on-one against Squires. Should be able to handle that to bring the ball across the timeline. Stops the left elbow. Looks for a cutter. Now having trouble getting rid of it. Finally, here comes Brouillet off the screen. Takes it in, and a potty foul called on Kearney Catholic. They stuffed the shot, but again, there were two stars. One stumped it, one fouled. The foul is going to be on Brian Hoosman. That'll be his first 15 foul. And at the line, Quinn Brouillet. This is only the second trip to the line here in the game for the Cats. Free throw up and in, and St. Paul has regained the lead. Well, you know, Gibbon and Minden are sitting here in the stands watching this first half, hoping that this continues. They would love to be playing for a crack at the state tournament. Second free throw is up, and it is in, so Brouillet hits them both. And St. Paul leads it 25-23. Stars up the floor to Jackson. Left-hand corner, they get it to Hoosman. Picks it right back out to Matt Moore. Moore, he drives left-handed and puts it up and in. Matt Moore, good drive. He got it one-on-one. And the Stars get their first field goal in 3 minutes after getting 6 free throws. And we're tied again at 25. Herrahill over the top, gets it to Gebhardt. Left-hand corner now. He comes around off Squires into the paint. One-hand runner, no good. Got his own rebound. Looking for a shot out to Herrahill for 3 more. Josh Herrahill with his third three, 28-25, St. Paul. Over on the left wing with it, Hoosman. Drives to the free throw line, stops to Strite. Connor right there on him is Brouillet. He's so close that Strite decides to drive on him. Puts up a one-hand, offhand shot. It's so far off that Matt Moore gets the rebound, and he'll put it back up and in. 6 of the quarter, 8 in the game. And the first rebound there for Matt Moore. St. Paul Gebhardt, quick three. It's good. 3 threes in a row now for St. Paul after missing 4 in a row. And they're back up by 4, 31-27. Kearney Catholic only gives up 41 a game. St. Paul has 31 with 2:20 to go in the half. Moore on the right wing. Guarded out there with a good crossover dribble. Makes the move on Rasmussen, then leaves it off for Hoosman. Back to Strite, out to Hoosman for another three. No good. Kearney Catholic 0 of 7 outside the arc. Rebound to Gebhardt will be his fifth. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. In a surprising first 14 minutes, St. Paul's shooting overall very well, handling the ball well, and just as we say that, the ball's kicked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. St. Paul, 4 turnovers, Kearney Catholic, 7. Here comes Lees and Holtmeyer in for the Stars, and depth lifts for St. Paul. One thing Kearney Catholic will have is a little more depth, but even Coach Lees hasn't went too deep on his bench so far in the first half. St. Paul's only used 6 players total. 31-27 Cats, 1:50 to go in the half. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. They'll go all the way up top to Brouillet. Brouillet comes right down the middle of the lane. His one-hand runner no good. Ball knocked out of the hands there of Connor Strite by Brouillet, who feeds the trailer. Gebhardt, who lays it up and in. Caleb Gebhardt had went down on defense, saw that they got the ball back, sprinted back, and scored out. Holtmeyer coast-to-coast, left-handed finish. 33-29 St. Paul, 1.5 to go here in the second quarter. High intensity here for both ball clubs, as Kearney Catholic knows they are in a definite battle. St. Paul playing one of their better halves of the season, and away from the hoop, Kearney Catholic fights through a screen, and Alex Lees is going to be called for his second personal foul. 1:15 to go here in the half, and Matt Moore is going to come in, and Alex Lees is going to check out. It will be St. Paul ball out on the wing. It's just the 6th team foul, so we're not into the bonus as of yet. Score update, Donovan Trouble, 19, Superior 7, end of 1 in their C2 matchup on 1230 KHAS. Herrahill drives left side, runs out of room, makes a nice pass through the lane to Alex Kossler, and Kossler will lay it up and in. 35-29, St. Paul, 1 minute to go in the first half. With it on the left wing, Hoosman. They open the lane. Brian tries to draw the foul and gets the call. He just throws it up over his head. And St. Paul can't believe that he gets bailed out on the foul. It's going to go on Nolan Detlefs. He is the 5th different St. Paul Wildcat with 2 fouls. And at the line, Brian Hoosman to shoot 2. as Drew Miller getting an explanation from the official, and the free throw's up and in. So Hoosman makes it 35-30, St. Paul. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is in. So it's 35-31, and Kearney Catholic going to make some late substitutions here. The Stars are 8 of 8 at the free throw line in this quarter, and that's what's keeping them in the game. Minden and Gibbon coming up next here, 7:30 tip. Right now, though, St. Paul looks like they should have the lead heading into half. 45 seconds to go, and they're up by 4. Lob it into the left-hand wing, kick it right back out to Kossler from Detlefs. Trying to trap, double-teaming the ball, throws over the top to Rasmussen, right-hand corner, 16-footer, good. Zach Rasmussen with his first bucket, 37-31, 30 seconds to go here in the half. Hoosman brings the ball up the floor. Squires around the perimeter to Connor Strike. Can't get the three away, tries to get it into Richter. Richter wants to throw to Moore. Moore didn't know it was for him. It's out of bounds. And St. Paul will regain the possession here with 20 seconds to go before halftime. And Kearney Catholic not going to slap on any backcourt pressure. They'll wait till they bring it up to near midcourt. Harrahill calling for help. Gives it off to Kossler. 12 seconds. Back to Kossler on the left side of the key. Dribbles to the top of the key over to Rasmussen. Looks at the three. Long three. It's good. Nothing but net. Kearney Catholic, a desperation shot. 2-1 more from half court. It is in and out. No good. He hit the center square, but it spun out. And the St. Paul Wildcats lead Kearney Catholic, the number 3 team in the state, by 9 at the half. It is St. Paul 40, Kearney Catholic 31. This is the C19 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront at Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium here at Grand Island Northwest High School. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, where we have a very surprising score at the half. It is St. Paul 40, Kearney Catholic 31. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. It's shocking for many reasons. We tried to say and tell you that St. Paul is playing better basketball. Yes, they are 10-11, but they started the year 1-7. They're 9-4 in their last 13 ball games, with a win over Minden, a win over Ravenna, a win over Holdridge. They have beaten some decent basketball teams in that time, and their losses were to Kearney Catholic twice, and they also lost to Adams Central. So the top two teams of the conference, and then to Grand Island Central Catholic, who was kind of the same boat as St. Paul. They have been able to beat some teams and lose some teams that you wouldn't figure they would one way or the other. But St. Paul is shooting lights out here in the first half, and they have the lead 40-31 over Kearney Catholic. Again, our second game here tonight will be between the Gibbon Buffaloes and the Minden Whippets. And that game is scheduled to tip off at 7:30. This is the first meeting of the year between the two teams. Minden, who found themselves in some real hard ways in the month of January leading up to the conference tournament, had a stretch there where they won only 2 ball games out of a 9. They were 2-7 over a stretch from that loss to Boone Central right to Christmas, Northwest, Seward, Valentine, St. Cecilia, St. Paul, Holdridge. With wins over Ainsworth and Ravenna. That win over Ravenna, kind of a shocker the way they were playing, but now they have went 6-1 to finish off the regular season, including winning all three games to capture another Southwest Conference tournament title, and then beating Gothenburg, Wood River, and Broken Bow down the stretch. Now, none of those teams had winning records, but Minden playing much better basketball at 12-10. For Gibbon, kind of a shocking loss at Shelton on the 9th, which was the Heartland Hoops Classic Day for basketball teams in our listening area. But outside of that, Gibbon has not lost to any slouches out there. Kearney Catholic a couple of times, and Shelton's not a slouch either. They were on the brink of the D1 rankings a couple of times. It should be an interesting matchup there. And I'll tell you what, if St. Paul can find a way to pull off the shocker here tonight, then that puts a lot more on the line. Gibbon and Minden have to both figure, you know what, we've got a chance to go to state because the other side has Valentine and Ainsworth on it, O'Neill. Those are the teams that you would be looking at on the other side. No one in the top 10, although Valentine would be the best team on the other side of the bracket. And, of course, Minden has already beaten them this season, split with them in their two meetings. St. Paul wasn't in the locker room very long, about 3.5 minutes, and they are back out on the floor, and they are ready to go. We'll be ready to go with the first half stats right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Go Wildcats.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our basketball game. We will start with what I have here for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Matt Moore has 8 points, one rebound. Brian Hoosman has 4 points, three rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 4 points, two rebounds. Derek Jackson, 4 points. David Squires, 4 points, four rebounds. And Alex Lease leads the way. Well, he's second behind Moore. He's got 7 points, one rebound, one block. For Kearney Catholic, I had them for 7 rebounds in the first quarter, but only 4 in the second. Free throw shooting 3 of 6 in the first quarter and 8 of 8 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting 0 of 5 in the first quarter and 0 of 2 in the second quarter. Turnovers 5 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Alex Leese and Blake Holtmeyer with 2 apiece. Kearney Catholic had 11 points in the first quarter. They put up 20 in the second quarter, but were still outscored by St. Paul, who put up 26. Kearney Catholic with 31 points, 11 rebounds, 11 of 14 at the free throw line, 0 of 7 from three-point land, one block shot, and 8 turnovers. We'll look at St. Paul's numbers right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for St. Paul. These are numbers that normally they would have for a whole game, and they've done it in one half. Quinn Brulliette, 2 points, two rebounds. Alex Kossler, 4 points, two rebounds. Nolan Detlefs, 8 points, a rebound, and a block. Zach Rasmussen, 5 points. Josh Harrahill has hit three threes. He's got 9 points, and Caleb Gebhardt leads the way with 12 points, 5 rebounds. I had the Cats for 5 rebounds in each quarter, 2 of 2 at the line in each quarter, 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first, and 4 of 7 in the second quarter of play. Block shots, 1, turnovers, 3 in the first, only 1 in the second. Now, they do have 5 players with 2 fouls, nobody with 3, Kostler, Detlefs, Rasmussen, Harrahill, and Gebhardt. All 5 starters have 2 fouls, and they've only played 6 players, and Brouillette being the other one. So, 14 in the first quarter, 26 in the second. At the half, St. Paul has 40 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 6 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 4 turnovers. St. Paul with their largest lead of the game here at the half, 40-31. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Chaley at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippet, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Can St. Paul do it for 16 more minutes? Their best half of the year, the largest halftime deficit for Kearney Catholic all season long. In fact, they've only been behind at half a couple of times this year, but again, they've lost the last two. They were 21-0, and now they're 0-2 and down 9 at the half. So, let's see what St. Paul can do. They get the ball to start the third quarter of play. They fire a 3. Harry Hill's short on that one, and the rebound brought down by Elise. He wants to push it, doesn't have numbers, so stops on the right wing and gives it off to Matt Moore. Drew Billiter has his team prepared. 48%, Bob Godringer tells me, from the Grand Island Independent was their first half shooting. It seems so much better as Lease drives and is going to be fouled before he makes the bucket. And I would think Kearney Catholic could go one-on-one against St. Paul quite a bit, but they haven't really cleared it out that much. And so the first foul of the second half on St. Paul is going to go on Nolan Detlefs. It's his third. Kearney Catholic into Lease. Turnaround jumper from 9. He got it. 9 now for Alex Lease. He leads the Stars. 8 for Moore. And 4 players with 4. It's 40-33, St. Paul. You know Kearney Catholic's going to come out blazing the first 3 minutes. Can St. Paul survive it? A couple of big buckets would help him. With it up top, he's going to be Detlefs. Gives it to Rasmussen, who had the last 5 of the half. Drives, one-hand runner off the square. Is too strong. Usman gets his rebound. Off on the right wing, Moore. Moore unguarded. Pushes it across the timeline into the corner to Squires. Looks for the trailer, but Usman is covered. To Lease, long 3. Up, and it's in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Nolan Detlefs. Kearney Catholic is 0 of 8 from 3-point land. And they are not shooting the threes very well the last few games. Foul going to be called on David Squires, trying to poke it away, coming up the floor. A little wolf action there, but could not knock it away. 40-33, St. Paul has the lead in the ball. Donovan Trumbull, 29. And Superior 11, that game is at the half on 1230 KHAS and FlatRiverPreps.com. Just underway on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Adams Central is playing Central City, followed by Sandy Creek and Central Catholic. Gebhardt working on Squires, but his runner is too strong. Matt Moore with the rebound. Outlet pass, Lease. Stutter dribble, baseline, double team, tough shot. Rattles in and out again, no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Kostler. I'll tell you what, I like Gebhardt being one-on-one with Squires. He's been able to take it at him a couple of times. That last one, though, just didn't finish. Ball wouldn't go for him as Rasmussen has it deep in the left-hand corner. Both teams have been in the man-to-man outside of a couple of inbounds plays where they switch to the zone. On the left elbow, Harrahill, but he hasn't done anything but shoot a few threes, and he's made 3 of them. Berryhill, steady dribble. They set a screen, get it into Gebhardt. Gebhardt down the left-hand side, double block. He'll kick it out for the three. It is no good by Rasmussen. Rebound by Alex Lees. Lees, baseball pass deflected by St. Paul. And they saved and bounded. And then Kearney Catholic, did they throw it away? Yes, they did. Stars were surprised that it was even their basketball. And Coach Don Lees wants an explanation here. And Mr. Rosno is going to be nice enough to explain things to him. And it will be St. Paul ball. Kearney Catholic with their ninth turnover. 40-33. St. Paul with the basketball, and now the Kearney Catholic fans starting to get into it. St. Paul thought a couple calls went against them early in the game, just trying to be competitive, but now they've got the lead, and it switched the other way. Kearney Catholic wants a call or two. Although the guys are doing a real good job. Here's a hand check underneath. It's going to be before the bucket by Caleb Gebhardt, but a push off by Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be on David Squires, and that is his third. So he has three. Deathless has three for St. Paul. Squires will check out, and Blake Holtmeyer will come in. So we've played 2.5 minutes in the third quarter. We've had one bucket. 40-33. St. Paul leads it by 7. They were up 9 at the half. So they're still looking for their first points here. They dish it in real short here on the low block left side to Gebhardt. Dribbles out to the elbow, tries to work Holtmeyer, nowhere to go. Gives it off to Deathless. Nolan says, I'm going to get out of here now. Drives down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot good. 10 points for Nolan Deathless. 42-33 St. Paul. Matt Moore across the timeline. On the right side of the key to Strike. Inside to Hoosman. On the low block, back out Connor. Right corner three, good. First one of the game. Connor Strike's first bucket as well. He has had the really only hot hand for the last few games from outside the arc of any consistency. And it's 42-36 St. Paul. Harrahill, 5-second count on, now has to pick the dribble up on the left wing. Needs some help. Throws it out top. Ball knocked out of the hands of Kostler, and Alex is able to pick it back up. He comes all the way out to the middle circle, and Kearney Catholic brings the defense with him. Deathless, left side, driving in, swatted out of there. I believe that was Holtmeyer that blocked the shot. Kearney Catholic picks up the loose ball. Lees gives it off corner. Down low, there is going to be Hoosman, who was going up for a layup and fouled. On the ground, though, I believe it'll be called on Alex Kostler, his third. You're listening to the C19 Boys Subdistrict Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, St. Paul, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. St. Paul, how good a shape are they in? Playing only six guys, as intense as this game has been. Stars ball here, down by 6. On the low block, Hoosman, double team, triple team, kicks it back out, Lee, straight away, 3 good. Back-to-back threes by Kearney Catholic has cut the lead from 9-3, 42-39 St. Paul. So as cold as you can be from three-point land, you can also heat up. And that's what got St. Paul the 9-point halftime lead. They hit their last 4 threes of the second quarter. On the left wing, Harrahill, 4-3, and he's fouled. Shot doesn't go, but a foul on Connor Strike. So each team has been whistled for a foul on a three-point play. Three free throws coming up for Josh Harrahill, who has hit 3 threes, but this will be his first trip to the line. And a first free throw now on the way for Harrahill, and it is good. 10 points for Harrahill. Three players now for the Cats are in double figures. Harrahill, Deathless, and Caleb Gebhardt. Kearney Catholic has all 5 timeouts. St. Paul 3, second free throw good. We're exactly midway through the third quarter. 4 minutes to go, 44-39 St. Paul with a third free throw coming up here for Josh Harrahill. And Harrahill puts it up and in. 12 points for Harrahill. And Matt Moore was waiting to check in, but they buzzed it too late. He wasn't there anyway. So they just go ahead and play. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Get it to Lees, up top Jackson, lobs it in the corner, he threw it behind the cutter, Brian Hoosman, who was not expecting the pass. 10th turnover for Kearney Catholic. St. Paul still only 1 turnover since the first quarter. Alex Kostler re-enters for St. Paul. Coach Billiter doing the best he can to give a guy a breather for about a minute, then sub him in for the next guy and just rotate those 6 around. And Harrahill will bring the ball to the floor. Met in the backcourt here by Derek Jackson. 45-39, he goes by Jackson, all the way to the right elbow, stops it, dishes it to Gebhardt. Off the screen, does not attack, just dribbling out top, working on Holtmeyer, kicks it back to Harahill. Left-hand dribble to the free throw line, gets in the paint, now's in a little trouble. He'll go to Brouillette. A lot of weave action. Brouillette had the ball knocked out of his hands, or did it just slip out of his hands? Nope, it slipped. He tried to come to the jump stop and fake the shot, and it just slid out of his hands. That's just one of those you can't do anything about. Only the fifth turnover for St. Paul. Squires back in for the Stars. Holtmeyer, Squires, Hoosman, Moore, Lease. For St. Paul, it is Brouillette, Kostler, along with Rasmussen, Harahill, and Gebhardt. 45-39, St. Paul, a three. Hoosman, it is no good. The ball goes out of bounds off Matt Moore. 3:12 to go here in the third quarter of play. 21-2 Stars trailing the 10-11 St. Paul Wildcats, and a travel going to be called on St. Paul on the inbound as Kearney Catholic is able to slap on some pressure and force back-to-back turnovers by the Cats. Kearney Catholic to throw it in front of their own bench. Brian Hoosman closely covered here by Quinn Brouillette. Makes him throw it out wide to Matt Moore. Kearney Catholic trying to spread the floor here now against the man-to-man defense of the Wildcats. The highly offensive game is slowed down here in the third quarter as the shot by Lease on the spin move is blocked by Gebhardt, and St. Paul gets the basketball. Harahill trying to avoid the trap. Lease right back on him, forces him to the right hand and across the timeline. Jump pass over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen got by the defender. The ball slides out of his hands and out of bounds. The official's going to discuss whether it was tipped or not, and they're going to decide that it was tipped. And so it will stay with St. Paul. Doesn't feel overly hot in here, but the way the guys are playing, I know it's very warm out there, especially that there's just 6-8 guys on each team that have been in there. And we've seen the ball slide out of a hand here about 4 times now in the game. St. Paul in front of their own bench. And they'll toss it into midcourt to Rasmussen. Zach walked with the basketball. So he made it easy there. Whether that last call was the right call or not, Zach walked with nobody on him, and now Squires back in. So they're using Squires on the offense and taking him out when they can on the defense with those 3 fouls. St. Paul will counter here with Nolan Detlefs. 45-39 St. Paul. 5 points in the quarter for the Cats and 8 for Kearney Catholic, including a couple of threes, their first of the game. But not a lot of offense compared to the 40-31 score we had at half. 2:30 to go, third quarter, boys sub-district semifinal. Right wing leads up top. He'll go to Deathlift. Down the lane, up stop, one-hander good. And Brian Hoosman with 6 points now in the ball game, 45-41 St. Paul. Kostler across the timeline, crossover dribble to the free throw line, gives it off really at left wing, attacks baseline, pump fake, got the guys in the air, but then overshot the ball, and Matt Moore with his third rebound. St. Paul's been doing a great job of getting back defensively. Lee dumps it in the corner, Squires a quick three, it is no good. Rebound comes out long to Harahill. Harahill pushes it, but it's knocked away from behind, and then Harahill reached out and grabbed his jersey. So St. Paul with 3 straight turnovers for their last 5 possessions. And the foul on Josh Harahill is his 3rd. Each team with 3 here in the half. And back in, Squires to take it out. And Connor Strite will re-enter. Here comes Rasmussen in for St. Paul. So Kearney Catholic, who had beaten St. Paul twice this year by scores of 21 and 18, are down 4. It was 67-49 in the conference tournament, 61-40. In the regular season game, right in the middle portion of January. Lease bounce pass, Moore the cutter, it goes through his hand, it's loose and picked up by St. Paul. Kostler will find Harahill, and it'll be Josh to bring it across the timeline. Lease makes him pick his dribble up, and he'll have to find Deathless. Still out at midcourt, Rasmussen. On the left wing, Kostler drives the baseline, cut off by Moore. Back cut, not there, swings it out to Brouillette, knocked out of his hands by Holtmeyer. And out of bounds. 1:25 to go, third quarter. St. Paul 45, Kearney Catholic 41. Jackson in, Moore out, Gebhardt in for St. Paul. And checking out Brouillette. Now here comes Hoosman in for Kearney Catholic. And Squires out. So after all of that, St. Paul has the ball. They had a 9-point halftime lead. They've been able to hold on to the lead here. And with it is going to be Harahill. Hill with a left-hand dribble. Hands it off there to Rasmussen. Gives it back up top. Kostler, well guarded. Over the right wing to Harry Hill. Lease in his back pocket. Now Gebhardt gets by Holtmeyer. Draws the double team out to Rasmussen for three. And Zach hits his second three of the game. And back out to a seven-point lead for St. Paul. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Jackson with it. Right side of the key goes up top. Here's Holtmeyer trying to drive. Gebhardt getting his way, so he kicks it out to Jackson. Back to Blake. Left-hand baseline. Short arms at the shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Connor Strite. And he has to clear it back out. Lee holds it with 40 seconds, 25 feet away up top. The lane is open. Here comes Hoosman. He draws the contact. The scoop shot rolls off. No good. But Hoosman will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Kearney Catholic shot 14 free throws in the first half. This will be their first free throw of the second half. And the foul here called on Alex Kostler, and that'll be his fourth with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. At the line, Brian Hoosman. The first of two is short. No good. Hoosman, a 74% free throw shooter for the Stars. And now back in will be Quinn Brulette for Kostler, who will set with the four fouls. 36 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 48-41 St. Paul. Second free throw on the way, and it is good for Brian Hoosman. And it's 48-42. St. Paul will bring it up with Josh Harrahill. So Kearney Catholic, who had visions of playing in a state championship game, now has to worry about getting out of the first round of sub-districts. As the shot no good. Rebound Holtmeyer. Baseball pass to the other end. It's too deep. Hoosman barely saves it. Out to Lease. Catch and shoot three. Good. Alex Lease with his second three in the quarter. Still 12 seconds to go. 48-45, St. Paul, 8 seconds. Harrahill into the corner. Rasmussen for three. No good that time. Rebound to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer kicks it out to Hoosman. Shot at the horn is no good. In fact, they weren't going to count it. Kearney Catholic fans thought maybe there was a foul. They said maybe the foul was after the buzzer, if there was a foul. But we're at the end of three quarters of play, and it's still St. Paul in the lead. 48-45 over Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Ditto, our producer, Stacy Johns. St. Paul held to 8 points in the third quarter, but they still have the lead. Kearney Catholic outscored them 14-8, but it's 48-45 in favor of St. Paul. Alex Lease had 8 points in the quarter for Kearney Catholic, including a couple of threes. He now leads them with 15. Three players in double figures for St. Paul. Gebhardt and Harrahill with 12. 10 for Nolan Deathlifts, and Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. 48-45. They have not been tied or held the lead since 23-all as Connor Strite forces the issue, kicks it to Squires. He drives, contact charge on David Squires. Taking the charge is Nolan Deathlifts. It's the fourth foul on David Squires. The team fouls are even at four apiece. And Blake Holtmeyer will come in. 7:41 to go. Four fouls for St. Paul on Alex Kostler as well. And we have got another score update for you. It is Adams Central 17, Central City 4 at the end of one quarter. It's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Right now, St. Paul ball up top with it, Rasmussen. Kearney Catholic was 3 of 6 from downtown last quarter, and now Lease takes the ball away. Alex trying to get ahead of the pack, going to reach in foul from behind on Nolan Deathlifts, and he has 4. This will be the problem down the stretch for St. Paul if they're going to hold on. They've only played six guys. They've got two players with four, one with three. And besides that, can their stamina hold up down the stretch? Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Brian Hoosman to throw it in. Kibben and Minden coming up next, but this has been a dandy. Lease inside Hoosman, tries to get the jumper up, and scores. Brian Hoosman with 9 points, and it's a one-point game, 48-47, as close as we've been since late in the second quarter. Over on the right wing with it is going to be Rasmussen. Started up there by Hoosman. He's all alone. Comes to the right side, dumps it into the corner. Gives it to Brouillette. Brouillette picks the dribble up, and a timeout going to be called here by St. Paul. It's a full length timeout. St. Paul will have two remaining. 6:53 to go in the ball game. It is Kearney Catholic trailing St. Paul 48-47. We're back in a minute.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats!
Well, it's way early to be thinking about it, but St. Paul does have the lead. They have only been to the state tournament three times in the modern era. They were back-to-back years where they were in the state finals three straight years, from 95 to 97, winning it in 95, runner-up in 96 and 97. And we have got a foul away from the basketball here, called on St. Paul out of the timeout. And it's going to go on Caleb Gebhardt, who gets his 30, has not scored in the second half, all 12 of his. We're in the first half of play, so the foul on Gebhardt, so coming out of the timeout, his third. It is a sixth team foul on St. Paul, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball. Trailing by one, could have their first lead since early in the second quarter. They're spreading the floor here. St. Paul has went to a zone. Kearney Catholic gets it on the right side, Moore into the corner, Holtmeyer, inside Hoosman, catch it, shoot it, it's good, and Kearney Catholic, with the first two buckets of the fourth quarter, have taken the lead, 49-48, with 6:20 to go in the contest. Now, can St. Paul find a way to answer? Their nine-point lead has evaporated. Brouillette over on the left wing, gets it to Harrahill. Back to Quinn, Matt Moore on him. Brouillette to the left-hand corner, pull-up jumper from 17, no good. Ball tipped into the air and saved by Brian Hoosman, who lobs it over the top of a defender to get it to Lease. And Alex will slow it down, bring it across the timeline to Moore. To Hoosman. Hoosman, jump pass right side. Lease back up three. On the way, spins out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Brouillette. And St. Paul will push the ball up the floor. St. Paul with just 8 points now in the second half. Rasmussen for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Matt Moore. So St. Paul has definitely cooled off. 40 in the first half and 8 in the next 10.5 minutes. Connor Strike, baseline one-hand runner. That was not a pretty-looking sight as it didn't hit anything. And the rebound brought down by Quinn Brouillette. That usually doesn't happen to Connor, but I think he was a little farther away than he thought he was. He got up there and he went, oh, no, and just left it short. So St. Paul's got to find what they were doing earlier. It's still man-to-man. They hit some threes. Now a ball fake and one extra pass is picked off. Connor Strike with the steal. Up ahead to Lease. Gebhardt had fallen down. Lee's trying to hurdle him. Lost the ball. Right back over to St. Paul for the layup. And it's Nolan Detlef with 12 points. On the assist from Zach Rasmussen. 50-49. St. Paul, 4:45 to go in the game. The winner advances to the sub-district final. Scheduled for Thursday, but if it snows, they've already informed us it would be Friday. Although there is an interesting scenario if St. Paul pulls off the upset that they could play tomorrow. We'll see how it all plays out right now. Lease, 4-3. It is short, no good. Long rebound comes out to Harrahill. Josh up the floor after his second board. Skip pass Rasmussen, open three. It's good. Time out, St. Paul. They're only going to have one remaining compared to Kearney Catholic with all five. But Rasmussen has three threes. Harahill has three threes. And with 4:15 to go in the game, it's St. Paul 53, Kearney Catholic 49. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. Another upset in the brewing in D2. Loomis, always a dangerous draw, and after three, Loomis leads Bertrand 49-46. Early in the third, Donovan Trumbull, no problem with Superior. They're up 44-15. Adam Central, an early 17-4 lead over Central City. Here, 4:10 to go in the game at St. Paul, 53. Kearney Catholic, the number one seed and third-ranked team in the state, 49. Backdoor lob. They get it into Holtmeyer. They grabbed his jersey. He'll lay it up and in. And, of course, the young man that committed the foul, Josh Harrell, says, "What, me?" Well, it was obvious from where everybody went. You just can't grab the jersey. And not only was that foul not near enough to affect Blake Holtmeyer, it's his fourth. So Holtmeyer now with 6 points and a chance to cut it to one. That's the kind of foul that Coach Biller doesn't want to see. If you're going to foul, you got to foul. You can't just give a little grab of the jersey. So three Wildcats with four fouls. And Holtmeyer, the free throw, it's short. And the rebound brought down by Quinn Brulliette, his fifth. Stars put on pressure in the backcourt. He'll get it to Harahill. Back to Brulliette, fires it across the timeline to Gebhardt. Looks for somebody to get the ball to, and now everybody goes by him, and he'll put the ball on the floor. One-on-one, working Holtmeyer to the right elbow, stops. Gives it to Rasmussen on the right wing. Trying to post up to Gebhardt on Holtmeyer. Tries the up and under, nothing there. He has to clear it back out top. Good defense by the Stars, especially Holtmeyer. With it is Brulliette. Skip pass right side, stolen away. Connor Strite steps in front. One-on-one against Terrahill. Tries to dish it to Moore, and it's knocked out of bounds. Moore had it deflected off of him. Terrahill was in a no-win situation with four fouls. And Kearney Catholic needs to be aware of who has the four fouls for St. Paul, because you know he's just going to get out of the way. And if not, he's going to foul out of the game. Although we've seen a couple charges, and that's in the heads too. So St. Paul has a two-point lead and the ball with 3:20 to go. Trap in the backcourt. St. Paul only has one timeout left. And they'll make a long pass over the pressure, get it to Kostler into the front court. And a foul way out away from the hoop as he's trying to make the pass. It's going to go on Matt Moore. That's his first of the game. Fifth team foul on Kearney Catholic. So St. Paul's only scored 13 points this half, but it's good enough to maintain the lead. Kearney Catholic scored 20. 53-51, St. Paul ball and the lead. Get it inside. Somehow they thread the needle to Gebhardt, who lays it up and in right through the hands of two Kearney Catholic defenders. Gebhardt's first bucket of the second half, 14 of the game. Here is Hoosman, left wing, back out to Lees, working on Gebhardt. Right side to Connor Strite. Strite puts the ball on the floor, attacks the double team, and then kicks it back out to Lees, to Matt Moore. Matt Moore with the ball between the circles. Back over to Connor Strite with 2:40 to go. Holtmeyer swings it off the screen. Hoosman one-on-one. Tries to lose Harahill. One-hand runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Kostler. Kostler trapped across the timeline. Gets it to Harahill. Swings it corner. Open his death left. Passes up on the shot and kicks it out. 2:20 to go in the game. Rasmussen thinking about the three. Now puts the ball on the floor. Drives. has it blocked. Kearney Catholic might have got away with a foul there. Hoosman gets credit for the block to the other end. Holtmeyer missed it. Follow good. Matt Moore. Timeout. Kearney Catholic. It'll be their first timeout of the game. With 2:08 to go in the contest, it's St. Paul 55, Kearney Catholic 53.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brown's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brim's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Back to Rosencrantz Gym. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Rocky Allman and the crew for their hospitality. An unexpected tight one here in our boys' first game, 55-53 St. Paul, 2:08 to go as they inbound the ball. Cats will get it to Kostler, playing catch with Bruliette. Trouble getting it across the timeline, 10 seconds. That's an easy one out of a timeout. You just look up at the clock and see how much time ran off, and they weren't close to getting across the timeline, so it wasn't like a bang-bang deal. St. Paul had four total turnovers with about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Since then, they've turned it over eight times. They've got 12, Kearney Catholic 13, and Kearney Catholic with 2 minutes to go now inbounds the ball to Lease. They'll get it into the hands of Matt Moore. They've got a set play here up top to Hoosman. Hoosman off the screen to Squires. Squires well outside the arc, gets it to Lease, right side of the lane to Moore, back to Squires. Left side, Holtmeyer, he's open, drives left side, up and in, and a foul will go along with it. Zach Rasmussen with his third, made contact, they said, hit him on the head on the way by. And we are all tied up. And Blake Holtmeyer, a chance to complete a three-point play as we are tied at 55. But for Blake tonight, he is 0-3. Just a 42% free throw shooter, but even at 0-3, he's due. Can St. Paul hold on? Big upset if they do, crushing defeat because of the great effort. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Zach Rasmussen, his first. 55 all, a minute 30 to go. St. Paul's season on the line. Kearney Catholic trying to avoid the upset, even though their wild card standing is still good. Here's Bruliette, left baseline, a lot of contact, no whistle, missed the shot. Rebound brought down underneath by Harrahill. He'll kick it out for a three. It's no good that time by Gebhardt. And the rebound brought down and a timeout, Kearney Catholic. Rebound, Brian Hoosman. And when you have all five timeouts with 2:10 to go, you can use them, and it's going to be a full-length timeout. 1:14 to go in the game, 55 all, Kearney Catholic ball when we come back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to the boys' C-19 Sub-District Semifinals on KKPR-FM, Kearney St. Paul Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 1:14 to go in the game. The fourth seed, St. Paul, has led the entire second half, but now it's tied 55-all with Kearney Catholic, the number one seed. As they'll bring the ball across the timeline, Matt Moore gives it off to Connor Strike. Spread the floor here, off the screen. Moore gives it back on the left wing. Hoosman to Lease. Lease penetrates left elbow back to Connor Strike. 55 seconds to go. With the Stars dare play for the last shot here. And it seemed to be a lot of time to milk, but they've already milked it down to 45 seconds, and Lease is 30 feet away from the hoop. Leaps off a high screen, ball screen from Squires, drives, dishes it off, out for a three. Connor Strike dropped it so he couldn't shoot it. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic. Another timeout called here. With 36 seconds remaining in the game, it'll be a 30-second timeout. It is still 55-all. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In other C1 action tonight, Adams Central, they're not having any problem. They lead Central City 37-9 at the half, but a little different situation. Central City only 2 wins. St. Paul 9-4 in their last 13, but still the 4 seed here in this tournament. 55-all, 36 seconds remain. Kearney Catholic ball on their own baseline, and Hoosman to throw it in. Tosses it out to the left wing to Alex Lease. Gebhardt all over him. Better be careful of a foul. Gives it to Squires. Back out to Lease. It appears the Stars are playing for one. Squires drives. Looks for the cutter. Open his stride. He dropped the ball. Got it back. Loose. Gets it out to Moore. It's batted around. They try to get a timeout. And a timeout will be called by Kearney Catholic. Just when they finally found a way to control the basketball. 18 seconds to go. And Kearney Catholic has used 4 timeouts here in the last 2 minutes. So 18 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic started this possession with a minute 14 to go in the game. Now there's 18 seconds left. We're tied at 55. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
It's been a tale of two halves. St. Paul scored 40 points in the first half and then only 15 here in the second half, but they still have not trailed. Kearney Catholic has scored 24 in the second half. They were down 9 at the half, so we're all tied 55-55 with 18 seconds left in the ball game. Each team has 1 timeout remaining. It is still Kearney Catholic ball, but now they'll take it out on the far sideline. Free throw line extended. Minden and Gibbon coming up next, tipping off at 7:45. But who will win this? Kearney Catholic ball. They throw it out to midcourt to Matt Moore. He looks at the sideline. He's in the center circle. Man-to-man defense. Moore drives around the screen all the way in. Missed the layup. Putback, Lease. Missed the putback. Rebound, St. Paul. 6 seconds. Gebhardt, timeout. Or do we get a foul? No, we got a timeout. St. Paul with 4 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic missed 2 looks from 2 feet. And that's what it takes to get upset. St. Paul has to play well and get some breaks. They just got a break there. Kearney Catholic got the look they wanted. And now St. Paul, with 4 seconds remaining, has a chance to pull off the biggest shocker of the night. They will take it out just on their side of midcourt at the ball line extended, so they'll be about 30 feet away, maybe 40 if they toss it back. But who takes the shot? Zach Rasmussen has 3 threes. Josh Harahill has 3 threes. But Gebhardt and Detlefs are kind of your slashers. And remember, Kearney Catholic has a foul to give. So expect Kearney Catholic to grab immediately whoever catches the ball so that they have to throw it in again. It'll be Quinn Brulette to throw it in. 4 seconds left. We're tied. Lafayette looks. Looks, screen is set for Harahill. He's covered. They get it in to Rasmussen. Here's a long shot at the horn by Detlefs. It is no good. It's an air ball. Kearney Catholic didn't get the foul made, and we are going to overtime. About a 30-footer cast up there by Nolan Detlefs that looked like it was online. It just ended up a little short. We go to overtime, tied at 55. We'll be back in a moment.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
As we go to overtime here, we're all knotted up at 55. Each team will get another timeout, so St. Paul will have one. Kearney Catholic will have two. St. Paul, 8 fouls have been called on them. Kearney Catholic, 5, so they still have one to give. As we jump it up, Kearney Catholic outscored St. Paul 10-7 in the fourth quarter. 55 all. Lease and Gebhardt to jump it, but Harahill, Detlefs, and Kossler all have 4 fouls for St. Paul. St. Paul, just like they did to start the game, will win the tip to start overtime. And with it is Harahill. Still dribbling out between the circles, Moore giving him a little room. 5-second count on, now springs it to the right side of the key, well outside the arc to Caleb Gebhardt. Between the circles to Harahill. Kearney Catholic on a 2-game losing streak. They're only 2 of the year and trying to avoid 3. Rasmussen fakes the 3, drives into the double team of Hoosman and Strike. Throws inside. Squires has fouled out of the game. He reached in to try and knock it away, and David Squires has just committed his 5th personal foul. He just wasn't much of a factor in the second half tonight because of those fouls. He will finish with 4 points, 4 rebounds, and leaves us with 3:28 to go here in overtime. But it is just the 6th foul, and so it will be St. Paul to take it out underneath their own hoop. They throw it out top. Gebhardt. 3-point land, drives, one-hand runner is up too strong, and a foul at the end of the play. And it looks like they're going to call it on Kearney Catholic for trying to slide under. And it's going to be a Alex Lee's foul, his 3rd. And they'll call it a 2-shot foul here, not a 1-and-1. And the official's going to discuss that as well. It'll be 2 shots is what they signaled here for Caleb Gebhardt, his 1st trip to the line. He's got 12 points. 12 for Harahill, 11 for Rasmussen, 12 for Detlefs. The free throw is good. That's now 15 for Caleb Gebhardt. And it's 56-55. St. Paul, 2nd free throw, in and out, no good. That's the 1st free throw that St. Paul has missed in the entire game. They're now 8 of 9. Rebound to Holtmeyer, and the Stars will have the basketball. Down by 1. They still have not taken the lead in the second half. Over to Alex Lees, 3:10 to go in overtime. Stride in the paint. Just not getting that ball down to those guards on the post-up move as they have so many times throughout the year. Stride tries to get it down to Hoosman. There's the post-up, and he scores, and Kearney Catholic has taken the lead. 13 points now for Brian Hoosman. The second lead of the second half for Kearney Catholic. They did have it at 49-48. But then it was 5 straight points for St. Paul, and St. Paul just threw it away. Miscommunication, trying to get the ball to Nolan Detlefs. He cut, the ball went behind him, and you can tell St. Paul is tired. They have only played 6 players in the entire game. 2:43 remains. Kearney Catholic 57, St. Paul 56. We're in overtime as Moore brings it into the front court. Matt between the circles. Gives it off to Lease, well out on the right wing, guarded by Gebhardt, left side. They'll go to Hoosman, back up to Moore. Moore dribbles it back out. Kearney Catholic not quite as aggressive. They try to spread you out and then attack you with a one-on-one on the post. Hoosman steps. Ooh, a foul, a late foul call, but it was the right call. Right call being fouled on the arm. Caleb Gebhardt, and now he has four. And they will call it a two-shot foul here for Brian Hoosman, who is 3 of 4 at the line. 13 points, two free throws with 2:18 to go here in overtime. Minden and Gibbon next. You know who they're rooting for right now. Free throw on the way. It's good by Brian Hoosman. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats. Get you ready for game two. Might squeeze a coach's interview in. We'll see how that plays out. Second free throw is good. Hoosman knocks it down. 59-56. Kearney Catholic, that equals their largest lead of the game. They've never been up by more than three. They've been behind most of the game. Now can St. Paul answer? Harrah Hill, left side of the key. Keep of the dribble, looking for the cutter. One-on-one with Moore. Fakes like he's going to take him deep and stops and kicks it back out to Brouillette with 2 minutes to go in overtime. Brouillette steps through the double team, lost his balance, got it back. Six-footer rolls off the front of the rim. No good. Had a good look. It just wouldn't go, and Alex Lees gets the rebound. So as hot as St. Paul was early, they have cooled off. And Kearney Catholic with Alex Lees unguarded. Drives, dishes, layup, Hoosman good. Hoosman has all 6 points in the overtime, and Kearney Catholic leads it by 5. 1:30 to go. St. Paul needs a bucket. Rasmussen. It seems like they're a little timid to shoot. Rasmussen gets it to Gebhardt. Double team to the left side of the lane. One dribble, throws it through to Harrah Hill. His three is blocked. His three is blocked by Brian Hoosman. It's picked up, though, and scored by Alex Kostler. Kostler picked up the loose ball, and St. Paul calls the timeout. It's their final timeout because it's the only one they get in overtime. 1:15 remains in the game. Kearney Catholic, 61. St. Paul, 58 in overtime. Stars ball when we come back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda along with Stacy Johns, 1:15 remaining in overtime. And Kearney Catholic, most of the game, now has the ball in overtime with the lead. And it looks like they are trying to stall some time, but Lees drives, lobs it up for Hoosman, who lays it up and in. Where was this earlier in the game? 63-58, St. Paul with the ball, trailing by 5. No timeouts remaining. Kick it over onto the left wing. Looking to find a way to get a three-point shot away. Still with it up top is Rasmussen. 40 seconds to go. Spinning in Gebhardt, double team, kicks it to Rasmussen. Back in, he forces a three. It is no good, and a foul on the rebound, hitting the deck. Is going to be Brian Hoosman, and it looks like he'll come to the other end and shoot a 1-1. St. Paul may have had one of their young men foul out. Nolan Detlefs has just fouled out of the basketball game. That is his fifth personal foul. 12 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot. Fouls out with 33 seconds to go, and back in Quinn Brouillette. And Kearney Catholic, at the moment, looks like they are going to survive after St. Paul played one of their best games of the year and definitely their best half of the year in the first half. Hoosman will shoot 2, and the free throw good. It was the 10th team foul on St. Paul. 64-58, Kearney Catholic, and now a three-possession game. If he makes this, would pretty much do it. Second free throw by Hoosman on the way, and it's no good. So the rebound brought down by Caleb Gebhardt. They need a three with 30 seconds to go. Gebhardt stops at the arc, gives it off to Harrahill. 24 seconds. Kicks it out to Brouillette. Long, flat three. It is no good. Rebound loose. Matt Moore runs it down, and he is fouled by Alex Kostler, and Kostler has fouled out of the basketball game with 15 seconds left to go. What an effort tonight by St. Paul, but effort is not what they wanted. They were so close, had the ball, tie game, 4 seconds to go, did not get a good shot. The three-pointer from 30 feet was no good, and St. Paul is going to see their season end at 10-12. They go 9-5 in their last 14 games. The coach, Drew Billiter, had them definitely pointed in the right direction. Matt Moore to shoot two, and the first free throw is good. That's the first point from someone other than Brian Hoosman here in the overtime. Hoosman had the first 9 points to give him 20 game-high points. The Misco Sports postgame show is next as Matt Moore's second free throw is also good. He now has a dozen points, 66-58, Kearney Catholic. St. Paul looking to get maybe one more shot away. That's all they'll have time for. Gebhardt, the senior, forces the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic. Alex Lease dribbling out the time, and that is your ball game. It took overtime, but Kearney Catholic improves to 22-2 over an outstanding St. Paul Wildcat effort, 66-58 in overtime. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats!
And welcome back to high school basketball. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of our athletes throughout the season. Get your game on at Misco's and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. 66-58, Kearney Catholic able to pick up the win, and we'll look at all the numbers right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Now let's take a look at the final stats here on the Misco Sports postgame show. First off, for St. Paul, Quinn Brouillette, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Alex Kostler, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Nolan Detlefs, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block shot. He was one of his 4 teammates in double figures. Zach Rasmussen, 11 points, 1 rebound. Josh Harrahill, 12 points, 3 rebounds. Caleb Gebhardt leads his team in his final game with 15 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. 10 rebounds in each half, 2 rebounds in overtime for St. Paul. 3-point shooting, well, it started free throw shooting, 4-4 in the first half, 3-of-3 in the second half, 1-of-2 in overtime. 3-point shooting for the Cats, 6 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half, 0 of 2 in overtime. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 8 in the second half, and 1 in overtime. St. Paul had 40 points at halftime, but then the tables turned, 15 points in the second half, and 3 in overtime. 58 points, 22 rebounds, 8 out of 9 at the free throw line, 8 of 22 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 13 turnovers. St. Paul will end the year at 10-12. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Back in the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic. Matt Moore had 12 points and 6 rebounds. Brian Hoosman led the way with 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Blake Holtmeyer had 8 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Derek Jackson had 4 points. Connor Streit, 3 points on a 3-point bucket. He had 1 rebound. David Squires, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and Alex Lease had 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. For Kearney Catholic, I had them for 11 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half, 4 in overtime. Free throw shooting, 11 of 14 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half, and 5 of 6 in overtime. 3-point shooting, 0 of 7 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. They did not attempt one in overtime. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 5 in the second half, and none in overtime. Kearney Catholic had 31 points at halftime. They scored 24 in the second half and 11 in overtime as the Stars finished with 66 points, 28 rebounds, 17 out of 24 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from 3-point land, 4 block shots and 13 turnovers, and Kearney Catholic avoids the upset. 66-58 over St. Paul in overtime. They improve to 22-2 and will play the winner of Gibbon Minden, which, of course, is scheduled for Thursday night at 7. And if we get the snow as expected, we have been told that the game has now been moved to Friday, which means the Kearney Catholic boys and girls will play in two different sites on Friday. We were told that Kearney Catholic did not want to play tomorrow night. All the other teams said we would play Wednesday. Kearney Catholic elected not to, so they will be at two different sites if they can play at all on either Thursday or Friday. We'll keep you updated here on Classic Hits. We've got about a 15-minute turnaround. Gibbon and Minden, which should be an outstanding game, is coming up next. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of their customers for decades and making sure you're ready to go. Games are better when you are taken care of by the group at Misco. 66-58 in overtime. A couple of other scores. Loomis rallies from six down in the final, or Bertrand rallies from six down in the final minute to beat Loomis 67-65. Again, we will be back in about 12 minutes with Minden Gibbon. Until then, for Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Ditta. 66-58, Kearney Catholic beat St. Paul in overtime. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.